Nolte, Ohio mayor demands school board resign over child porn assignment. By John Nolte on September 15, 2021. Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert and Hudson High School parents are calling for the resignation of school board members and teachers, Cleveland.com reported. And if they refuse to resign, the mayor promised to have them charged with child pornography. The controversy erupted after students in the school's Liberal Arts II writing class received a book of writing prompts titled 642 Things to Write About. The book is a product of the San Francisco Writers Grotto and includes exactly the type of suggested writing topics you would expect from that degenerate city. Here are the ones that have the mayor and parents justifiably furious. Write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. Rewrite the sex scene from above into one that you'd let your mom read. You have just been caught in bed by a jealous spouse. How will you talk your way out of this? Write a sermon for a beloved preacher who has been caught in a sex scandal. Describe a time when you wanted to orgasm but couldn't. 10 euphemisms for sex. Describe your favorite part of a man's body using only verbs. Write an X-rated Disney scenario. A room full of people who want to sleep together. The first time you had sex. Here are some others. Choose how you will die. Write a scene that begins, "It was the first time I killed a man." You have a dream that you've murdered someone. Who is it, how and why did the murder happen, and what happens afterward? You are a serial killer. What TV shows are on your DVR list? Why? The kill fee. Drink a beer. Write about the taste. I mean, what the fuck? These are high school kids, and there is simply no question that these hideous public school bureaucrats are looking to corrupt and defile their innocence. The mother of one of the students, Monica Havens, appears to be the one who sounded the alarm. Havens said she asked her daughter to get the book from her backpack when she discovered the horrific prompts. I can't even wrap my brain around a teacher. I don't care if it's for college credit, these are minors, Havens said. The mayor is behaving properly. He's going scorched earth and did so at the latest meeting of the school board. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening, and she's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice, either choose to resign from this Board of Education, or you will be charged, Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert told them Monday. At the same meeting, a local police officer brought up a common sense idea that is finally gathering steam: let's put cameras in classrooms. Police officers wear body cameras to monitor their behavior, and they have brief interactions with the public. You guys have our kids all day, and we don't know what's going on in the classrooms, the police officer said. He added, I demand that there be cameras in classrooms as a matter of public record that we can pull and view what is being taught to our kids and what is being said to our kids. For his part, the school's principal is full of unacceptable excuses. Hudson High School Principal Brian Wilch in the meeting told the board and attendees, there are times we need to take a step back, reflect and get better. Wilch said he became aware of the inappropriate writing prompts in the book, which is used as a support resource in a college credit course, last Friday afternoon. The class is offered in association with Hiram College, but is taught at the high school, according to Wilch. We did not exercise our due diligence when we reviewed this resource and we overlooked several prompts that were not appropriate. We felt terrible, you can't unsee the writing prompts, he said at the meeting. I'm not sure this rises to the level of child pornography, but have you noticed how these mistakes always happen one way? Oops, we gave them the book that pollutes their mind. Oops, some disgusting sex education got through. Oops, we're teaching them Whitey is evil. Oops, we hired the female teacher who raped them. Oops, oops, oops. It's never, oops, we gave them the book that said Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. There is no place a leftist is happier than standing firm in that vital and influential spot between parent and child while wielding their wicked influence. Between all this perverted sex shit and critical race theory, it's good to see some parents waking up, and cameras in every classroom live streamed on the internet is absolutely necessary, and so is school choice, and so is homeschooling. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.